Yeah, the conference, the beauty of the conference is that for different people it's different things, but I would say for everyone, the chance to learn from farmers about what is working for them on their farm is a highlight of the conference. You know, and all types of operations. We've got, you know, row crops, and this year we have an emphasis too on row crops, livestock, vegetable. Next year we'll have a cut flower, but fruit. So it's the diversity farmer to farmer. People tell me it's that opportunity to talk with their peers that is the highlight of the conference. And I hate to use this word, but the ability to network is what people actually write on their evaluations. And this is our 24th conference, and we're definitely expecting to have at least 3,000 attendees once again.
Faye, one of the things I think that is important for people to understand is you do not have to be practicing organic farming on your farm to learn and attend this conference.
Absolutely. And really, I would say that, you know, it is not a conference just for organic farmers. There's lots and lots of farmers that are just interested in exploring different techniques and practices on their farm. And, you know, organic certification is a marketing tool. Okay, that's what it is. It's just a marketing tool. If you're direct marketing, you know, you may or may not use that. But if you're direct marketing, you know, your customers are saying, well, are you using this? And you want to be able to, you know, learn more about grazing if that's your marketing technique. And so, yes, the conference is for everyone. We have just, you know, that's the beauty of it. It's a nice, diverse mix of age, gender, and farm types.
Okay, well, let's talk about some of the things that will actually be going on during this conference, in addition to the networking, which, of course, is very important. What are some of the programs that people will be able to participate in?
We have over 70 workshops. They run concurrently, 10 at a time, and we break them into different areas. And, you know, one of my favorite areas is the soils, because, you know, the whole basis of a sustainable system of farming is to have healthy soils. And this year we're actually bringing people in from different places, you know, around the country. And some of my favorite ones are using cover crops and using rotation to help meet that healthy soil. You know, healthy soil, healthy crops. That's what I always say. And this year we have a gentleman named Klaus Martens, who's actually coming from the East Coast, who is he farms about 1,500 acres of grain on the East Coast, and he direct markets some, but he also wholesales a lot. And Klaus is going to be, you know, sharing his 20 years of experience. We also have Gary Zimmer from Midwestern BioAg, which is a name lots of people know, and Gary is still out there just excited about what he's doing. Some of the other presenters are Carmen Fernholz. Carmen is a farmer from Western Minnesota. He also works for the University of Minnesota, and he's going to be talking about row crop production and techniques to have that work successfully.
Now, you also have a full exhibit hall.
We do.
Let's talk about that. What will people be able to see and learn there?
Our exhibit hall is for the conference attendees only, and what's nice about it is that the exhibitors there are only having product and service that relates to sustainable and organic agriculture. So you have a very focused booth to look at. You don't have, it's not all over the place. And so what I love about it is there's everything from education, you know, nonprofit or government agencies that can provide you with resources, to brokers, buyers, and processors. They love coming to the conference. So it's actually a chance for farmers to, you know, talk with SunOpta or Clarkson Grain or these different companies that are out there. And then, of course, there's product, you know, everything from fertilizer to, you know, to hose to equipment. We have two new equipment vendors coming on this year. And so it's also the chance, because the thing about this kind of production is a lot of times you've got specialized equipment, you know. So And I don't actually know if the flame weeding people have a booth this year, but we're doing a workshop on flame weeding type of stuff. And so that's, to me, the exhibit hall, it's nice because it's really designed for farmers.
Okay,
got some that focus, and it's about 150 booths.
Wow, that's a good
quite a bit. We actually have a waiting list for our exhibit hall, which is kind of shocking to people. But you know, we do have a size limitation. We can't put a tent up in the middle of winter.
No, that doesn't work so well. Well, that's great to know that there are exhibitors that want to get in. So the people that are attending are going to have the opportunity to really get to meet and learn while attending, while in that exhibit hall. Another thing that's going on during the Moses Organic Farming Conference is Organic University. Tell me about that.
That's a pre-conference. They run all day on Thursday from like 10 to 5:30. This is actually our 10th year of doing the Organic University. And what, it's an intensive all day, and we limit the class size to about 50 so that you can actually, you know, have a chance to interact, and we provide a resource notebook. And, you know, this year, I swear, we have something for everyone. But that, for a lot of people, that chance to be able to spend a whole day on one topic, and it's hard to say what would be, say, my favorite, but one of the things that that we hear is, you know, people want to have more diversification, and they're trying to figure out if they're direct marketing. They want to be able to direct market, you know, livestock kind of products, meat products, along with their vegetables. So we have a workshop called Adding Meat to Your Potatoes, and I think that's sort of a fun name. But it's, you know, diversifying your vegetable operation to include livestock. And we brought in a fellow, his name is Dominic, for that one. And then, of course, I mentioned Gary Zimmer earlier. This is one of the first time in a few years that he'll be doing an all-day Organic University session. And then one thing that we've just are starting to do more is seed production, because that's a really nice, it's another way to diversify an income for your farm, to be doing some seed production. And because organic farmers need to use organic seed, there's a big market. So it's called the Art and Science of Organic Seed Production. John Navazio from the Organic Seed Alliance is coming out to lead that. And I, you know, really want to emphasize, I encourage people to go read the long descriptions on our website at mosesorganic.org for the Organic Universities that are February 21st.
Okay. Well, if you are interested and want to learn more information, you can go to the website. What about registration? How is that handled? Do they need to pre-register? Can they register at the door?
Definitely, we encourage pre-registration, because especially the Thursday Organic University, those courses fill up, and once they're full, you know, you can't sign up. But you know, you can go to our website, you can sign up for the conference for the Organic University, you can also request a conference flyer, or you can download the registration page and mail it in. People can call our office at 715-778-5775, or they can visit our website, mosesorganic.org, to learn more. The conference itself, a lot of times we get almost to capacity, so we put on our website if we're full. But people can keep registering right up to the week before the conference, and they can check our website to find out if walk-in options are available.
And information on lodging and how to get there, everything is there on the website, correct?
It is. Everything's there on the website. You know, it's at the lovely La Crosse Convention Center, right downtown La Crosse, on the beautiful Mississippi River. And, you know, if you haven't been to La Crosse or spent much time there, it is a lovely town. Well, first off, the parking's free. They have a lovely river right on the park. I swear they must bring in bald eagles just for us to watch while we're there. But it's a wonderful town. There's just, if you know, some people want to come with their family, but only one person wants to go. It's just a great place, and there's plenty of hotels available. You know, some of them might be a mile or two away from downtown, but parking, lodging, And getting in and out of lacrosse is all a positive experience.
Faye, is there anything else that we need to touch on that we've left out?
You know, what I hear from people so often is that, you know, they come back to the conference for the sense of community and inspiration, to feel that inspiration to keep going for the whole year, because farming can be isolating. And the conference is a positive experience. You know, we have fun, too. You know, we're trying to put the culture back in agriculture.